Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. His love and His goodness endures forever, from generation to generation. Let's open our Bible to Mark chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 9. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around Him was so large that He got to a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in His teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plant were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times." Then Jesus said, "He who has ear to hear, let him hear." Let's pray. Father, we thank You for this day. We bless You, Master, for Your goodness and Your faithfulness, O Lord. Give us Your word and help us, O God, to understand Your will. Deliver us from the evil one and from all the threats and dangers that we may entangle unawarely, O God, in our life. Let the message bring us more understanding and wisdom and more discernment, O God. Lord, I pray that You take Your word with the help of the Holy Spirit to the people who want to hear Your word and Your voice. Let it be a message of teaching, O God, deliverance, salvation, awareness. Make Your people more effective and more fruitful, O God. Open the ears of Your people, O God. We come against all work of devil and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Whatever spiritual blindness or spiritual deafness, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Lord, let Your word bring a clear understanding of Your ways and Your will in our life. We thank You and we praise You. Lord, help me to deliver Your message and not my lips, with Your word, O God, and direct it in the way that You want it to be. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We find here that there's a big crowd around Jesus here. And so the Lord, He sat on one of the boat that is near the shore, and people came and sit down and they listened to the word of God. The crowd is so big, but their need is the need for teaching, the need for the word of God, so they would know what they need to do and what they need to achieve for the Lord in their life. The Lord taught in parables so that He want to bring the deep meaning. He want to make things clear to those who want to understand. And with the parable also, things will be hidden from those who does not like to understand. But those who want to understand, the parable will bring the clear meaning to the person who want to follow God, who want to obey the Lord, who want to understand God's will in his life, and he want to be fruitful. God will make the meaning of the parable clear to him. The disciple came to him and they asked the meaning to the parable. They complained and they were asking why the things in parables the Lord spoke. The Lord told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables." Then Jesus said to them in verse 13, "Don't you understand this parable? How then you will understand any parable?" Verse 14, the Lord started to explain to them the parable. When we want to understand things, when we want to things become clear to us, when we come to the Lord will explain to us the things. Verse 14, the farmer sows the word. The seed that the Lord spoke about is the word of God. And the word of God, what we hear, what we read, what we study, and what we meditate, is the same word of God. There's no change. But there is four types of soil, four types of heart, the word of God may fall. And the type of the soil that the word of God fall on, it determined the fruitfulness of the word of God in the life of the person whom the word of God fall on his heart. The first type is the first type of soil is the soil that is along the path. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the bears came and ate it up. That is in verse 4. The explanation of it, the Lord gave it in verse 15. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and take away the word that was sown in them. They hear the message, they listen to the message, but as soon as they leave, as soon as they close the Bible, as soon as they leave the church, as soon as they leave Bible study, Satan will come and take it away from them. The lies of devil, he may come and say to you, you don't believe, that is only in the Bible. Who is now following this teaching? Who is now following the word of God? Whatever message you receive, the devil will try to come and try to take it away from your heart. Whether the message of salvation, or message about healing, or message about faith, the devil will come, will try to steal it from you, try to tell you lies so that you would not believe and get saved. You would not believe and get healed. You will not believe and receive what the Lord had ordained for you. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 19, when anyone hears a message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatch away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path. Why they don't understand it here? Because they are not willing to understand. When you come to hear the message, when you come to hear the word of God, you must be an open mind and be willing to be renewed in mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That is in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. If we are not willing to be renewed in mind, we will not be transformed. God will transform us if we are willing to change what is in our mind. Anytime we hear, we read, we meditate on the word of God, the word of God may contradict what is in our mind from previous experience, from cultural experience, from social background, from previous religion experience. If we are not willing to be transformed, not willing to renew what is in our mind, it is like we are giving way to the devil to come and steal it from our heart, so that whatever we receive, it will not be effective. If you are not willing to meditate on the word of God and understand it and try to apply it in your life, as if you are giving way to devil to come and steal it. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, the word of God tells us the following. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, say, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. He said, do not let this book depart from your mouth, this book of the law. We read it and we say it. And when we say it, we practice it. Not only this, he said, meditate on it day and night. We meditate. What is the meaning of this word? What is the meaning of this message to me? I should not take things for granted. When I hear the message, I have some mind set up, but I need to listen carefully and verify what the word of God is telling me through this message. What God is telling you today through this message. Don't reject because it not goes along what is in your mind. Maybe what is in your mind is not the correct things. Be open for correction. Otherwise, you are giving way to the devil to come and steal it. This is the seed along the path. As if they hear nothing. As if they receive nothing. The second type of soil is the soil, is the seed where the fall on rocky places. Mark chapter 4 verse 5. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Now the explanation of it, we can read it, Mark chapter 4 verse 16 and 17. The Lord said, others like seed sown on rocky places hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When the trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. They receive the word of God with joy. They receive Jesus and they receive salvation, and they are happy with the salvation. They are happy with the forgiveness of their sin. They are happy that Jesus healed their sicknesses. They are happy that Jesus gives them job. They are happy that Jesus gives them income. They are happy that Jesus gives them family. They are happy that the Lord has solved their problem. That God has given them wisdom to be get delivered from certain situation in their life. They are happy as long things are well and all right. But when their troubles and persecution comes because of the word of God, they fall away. Some people, they stop to come to the church. They stop to come to the Lord in a prayer. They stop to keep reading the word of God. They stop obeying the word of God and the command of the Lord. And when you ask why, they will tell you they have problem. But listen, problem or persecution because you want to follow God, this will come. Jesus did not promise there will be no problem. He said, in this life you will have troubles, but take heart, I have overcome. Problems and persecution and the troubles may come, but that is not the reason for you to be away from the Lord. This should be the reason for us to go more close to God. More near to God. Trials should teach me to trust God more. Trials should increase my faith on God more. Trials should teach me to read more the word of God, trust more on the word of God, and obey more the word of God, and waiting patiently for God to come and deliver me from trials and persecutions. The trees, when the season of dryness or famine or drought will come, the trees may waste away. It look the leaves fall down, and the tree is shriveled, and it is losing. But what it is happening truly in the life of the tree in the time of drought and dryness, the tree is pushing its root down deep, so that it can reach the water. And the same for us, when we have trials, we need to start to see God more. We draw near to God and He will draw near to us. We seek Him and we will find Him when we seek Him with all our heart. When the trials will come, when problem will come, we decide to go close to God. We check ourselves. We see if there is sin, we repent. We see if there is things need to be corrected, we allow God to correct us. We use faith on God. We use the promises of God. We stand firm on the word of God. We should not allow trials or persecution take us away from the Lord. Our heart should not be a heart of a rocky heart. Should not be a heart that is happy with the Lord when He give and upset with the Lord when He withhold. Some people, as long God is giving, they are happy. As long God is providing, they are happy. But when God allow trials, they are upset, they are angry with the Lord. Some people, they have anger against God. Why God did like that and why God is doing like this? God is allowing a trial in your life to make you strong. Consider it pure joy. My brothers and sisters, when you pass the trials of different kinds, because the testing of your faith develop perseverance. And perseverance must finish its work so that you would be mature, complete, lack nothing. That is in James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. Trials make us complete, mature, lack nothing. Trials should not be the reason for us that we will shrivel and we will go away and we will be away from the Lord. That is not the right soil. Our heart should be fertile soil, accepting the word of God and in a trial, persevering with the Lord, waiting upon Him to deliver us. The third type of soils, in Mark chapter 4, verse 7, the Lord says, other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear fruit. The explanation of it, we can read it in verse 18 and 19 from the same chapter. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. This kind of people, they have the word of God. They know the Bible. They know the command of the Lord. But why they have unfruitful life in their walk and in their service unto God? Because the word of God in their heart and life had been choked by three factors here. We have worries, people who have worries, who have doubt, who are always thinking and calculating. Worries is not a real threat, but in the imagination. It's a mirage. It's something that you are seeing, but they are not the real things. When you have worries, you will start to plan something for the future, but there is no real threat. Worries, worries, worries. Forgetting what the word of the Lord Jesus say, do not worry about tomorrow. In Matthew chapter 6, the Lord spoke about worries. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 onward. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Don't allow worry to spoil your life and the plan of God and choke the word of God in your life. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Don't allow worries to check your faith in God. Don't allow worries to check the word of God in your heart. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Verse 33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Think about your day. Think what you need to do today for God. The teaching is of the Lord, don't worry about tomorrow. Worry about how you obey God today. As our duty for us, we need to obey God today so that our tomorrow will be secure by the Lord. You need to obey God today. You need to do what God wants you to do today so that your tomorrow will be secure by the Lord. You need to worry only if you are disobedient to God today. Then your tomorrow will be a trouble. In your future, you will face trouble if you don't obey the Lord today. The other threat that's mentioned in Mark 4:19 is the deceitfulness of wealth, love of worldly things. The worldly things and the desire for wealth and desire for money and desire to be something will choke the word of God in your life and will make you unfruitful believer, unfruitful worker in the vineyard of the Lord. If you set your heart to run after material things, to run after money, to run after treasures, then you are missing the point and the word of God is choke in your heart. It is not wrong to have money, but the love of money is a sin. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 to 10. The instruction of Paul to Timothy, he told him, but godliness with contentment is a great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we'll be content with that. We need to be contented with what we have. If we have enough, praise the Lord for that. We don't need to go more to get more money. We don't need to do more so that we can get more money. Verse 9, he said to him, people who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desire that plunge men into ruin and destruction. People who want to get rich, people who want to get famous, people who want to get more money, people who want to get more power, they are trying to harm themselves. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money, eager for more income, eager for more business, eager for more benefits, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Those who run after material things, they wander away from the faith. And the word of God, they know it in their heart, but it is choked. They are ineffective because their heart and their desire is for more money, not for more of God. The other thing that chokes the word of God in the heart of the believer is the desire of other things. The desire for other things. The Word of God, it carries the plan of God for your life. You have a target, you have a goal that you need to achieve. Like you are traveling from city to next city. You know your target, you know your goal. You need to reach the next city. While you are in the highway, there's an arrow, right or left. There is some coffee shop or some station, you get rest. Or there is a way to a small city or a village or to another city or another direction. You may say, okay, let us see what is in this way. And you get right or you get left, deviating from the target and from your goal and from the plan of God that He have for you. You desire other things. You have another plan. You wish other things. You wish to achieve certain things, but you know very well that is not the plan of God in your life. You say, let me try these things now. While you are deviating right or left, when you go sideways, not straight forward, you are trapping yourself and you will be ending in a close end. You waste your time, your effort, and what God had given you, it will be used in a wrong direction. And then the Word of God that's in your life is choked because you have the desire for other things. Many people, they are walking with God very good. They are achieving good things. Everyone is seeing their progress. But while they have the desire for other things, they are already channeled into wrong direction and sidetracked and trapped in a wrong way and a wrong decision that make them ineffective and unfruitful in their calling unto the Lord. These are the threats that can hinder the Word of God to work in your life. The first one, we spoke about Satan that come and steal the Word because you allow him, you don't meditate on the Word, you don't understand it, or you are not willing to be transformed, you are not willing to renew your mind and your thought. What you stand for, even if it is contradict the Word of God, that will make you ineffective. Trials or persecution may come because you want to follow God. You may give up, or you may get discouraged, or you may get angry with God. Why is this coming in your life? But you want to follow God, and why there is adverse effect while you want to follow God, things will become wrong in your life. These are the trials. But this should not be the reason for you to go away. This is the reason for you to seek God more, to draw near to God and clench to Him. The other threats are worries. Worries can kill the Word of God in your life. Can make you ineffective because you have doubts and lack of faith. The desire for other things, your other plans, your ambitious things, your desire to achieve certain dreams of the past. This is all your sinful nature. Selfish ambition make the Word of God in your heart and life ineffective. And the deceitfulness of wealth, your love for money, your love to become famous, your love to get more. That all will chuck the Word of God in your life and make you ineffective. The fourth type of soil, the Lord spoke about it, still other seedful on good soil. It came up, it grow and produce a crop, multiplying 30, 60 or even 100 times. God called us to be effective in our calling and multipliers, making disciple who know God and know the Word of God and follow the Word of God as Christ wants us to follow. The explanation in it in verse 20, Mark 4:20, other like seeds sown on good soil, hear the Word of God, accept it, and produce a crop 30, 60 or even 100 times what was sown. Here, the noble soil or the good soil is when you hear the word of God and accept it. You accept the word of God. What is the meaning of accept? We know very well the word of God can give correction, can give teaching, can give a rebuke and training. We need to accept it. Sometimes the word of God is sweet, but there's God's provision, there's promises of God. But sometimes the word of God is a disciplinary word, is a rebuking word. And we need, in the same way, we need to accept it. Otherwise, we will not be fruitful. Luke chapter 8, the Lord spoke about the same parable, and we will read verse 15, explaining the good soil. The good soil, the Lord spoke about it, but the seed on good soil stand for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. So the good and noble heart hear the word of God. They accept it in Mark 4. In Luke 8:15, the Lord said they retain it. They retain it. It's like a medicine. Sometimes you drink a medicine, it's a very bad taste. But you retain it, you don't vomit it. Certain children, when you give them some medicine, they want to spit it out because the taste is not good. But you don't allow them. You give them water to drink it, so that they will be healed. Some word of God is like medicine. It's a bitter taste, it's sour, it give a rebuke, a discipline. But as you persevere in accepting it and retain it, don't vomit it or reject it. And by persevering with the Lord in the trials, in discipline, in correction, in enduring hardship, a harvest will be produced in your life and calling and ministry. And you will be an effective person. So here is that when we hear the message, we accept, we retain, we meditate on it, we digest it. We persevere accepting whatever the message it carry, then we will be a fruitful soil, a fruitful church, a fruitful ministers for the Lord in reproducing harvest 30, 60 and even 100. God call you today, as you hear the message, to have a noble and a good heart, who accept the word, who hear the word, who retain the word, and who persevere with the Lord. In a trial I persevere, in persecution I persevere, in rebuke from the Lord I persevere, in temptation I reject temptation, I reject the desire for other things, I go straight, I draw near the target and the goal that God had put in my heart to achieve for Him. Whatever temptation, right or left, ambition, certain plans of the past, certain invitation I know very well not from God, I reject it in the name of Jesus. And I persevere with the Lord in hardship, in discipline, in a rebuke, in a correction, because that is the way for me to be a fruitful person in the kingdom of God. Let's pray. Let's come to the Lord and thank Him for His word to us. And let us put this word into action, believing that God wants us, and God is supporting us through His word to be a fruitful believer in His vineyard. Lord, we thank You and we praise You for Your goodness, Your faithfulness. Thank You for Your word to us today. Lord, we believe that it will be a harvest of righteousness. I pray, Lord, that Your word that You sent, it will achieve and will accomplish the purpose that You send it. Let be, O God, and our prayer that it fall already in a good soil, noble and good heart, who hear and accept, and who retain and persevere with You to produce a harvest of 30, 60, and even 100. Devil, I rebuke in the name of Jesus. You have no right to steal any word that is sown in the heart of the people of God. O God, watch over your word and convict us to repent and draw near to you, seeking you more and more in our life. Lord, help each and everyone who have set his heart, who hear your word and set his heart to seek you and to draw near to you, Lord. I pray for those in trial, especially grace for them, O God. And those who are in temptation, I pray, Lord, rebuke them and discipline them, O God, so that they will be sound in faith, O God. And Lord, correct them, O Lord, and put them in the right way so they will be fruitful and effective in your kingdom. Lord, we pray for a harvest of righteousness in the life of your people. Help us to carry your word to the lost, to carry your message, O God, to the people who have no faith, to people who have no hope, to people who have in the trouble, who have persecution, who have trials. Help us to carry your word to them, to encourage them, and to bring them back to you. We thank you and praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.